At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Holiday lobs one in the air towards Castro. He's underneath it to finish the ball game. Orioles got a little traffic on in the ninth inning, but it was not their night. A 5-run third inning by the Twins included a 2-run home run by Carlos Correa. Byron Buxton, a 3-run home run in the seventh inning. The power from the Twins driving them to a 9-1 win to start the series against the Orioles tonight.
I have not heard that in years, Joe. Thank you very much. Twins. It was hammer time. You could have played some MC Hammer, too. Destroyed the Baltimore Orioles last night, 9-1. Courtesy of Masson, you heard Correa hits his second home run of the year. Byron Buxton. You talk about a guy who's injury prone. This guy could be a Hall of Fame good if he stayed healthy. But he, last night, hit his eighth home run of the year.
It's not just him. It's Royce O'Neal, too.
Yeah, yeah.
You look at that cat. Royce Lewis. Royce O'Neal is a basketball player.
He doesn't have a hit at all this year.
I don't think he has. Because he's been hurt the whole year. Yeah. His hamstrings. That guy, like, give him my hamstrings. I'm not using them anymore.
Buxton has an 8.19 OPS, so he's doing well so far this year, including last night.
They're both amazing players, but they can't show up all the time. I mean, the availability thing is the most important thing with them because they both can play. You just don't know how long they're going to be out or hurt. And then the other thing is you got two guys that you may have to DH on your team, you know, like because of those injuries.
Correa's home run hasn't come down yet. That thing was a rocket.
Jeez.
I'm serious. That was 458 feet.
That's unreal.
Yeah. And you can tell as soon as it left the bat, he didn't even move. He's like, whoop, yeah, that's out. Just like, he knew exactly, you know, how far that thing was going. It was unbelievable.
He hit it on that spot of the bat that the Orioles had a hole in theirs because they struck out 17 times.
Yeah.
I mean, they were swinging right through the ball.
You know what sucks? Is
not early, not late through.
You face a Pablo Lopez in a Twins bullpen that's not really pitching the way, at least in my opinion, there's some holes in there. But they do have decent arms in their bullpen. There's no harm, no foul in striking out 17 times against that team when Pablo Lopez is a starter. You're going to see Joe Ryan in 2 days or tomorrow if he's a starter. But, like, because of all the things that have gone on with this offense, it's not okay. You know what I mean? Like, that's how things go. You could have some of these bad games. It just feels like the Orioles are having them 2 out of every 3 games.
Guys, Kalum in 13 and a third innings has given up only 6 hits and no runs.
Mm-hmm.
In 13 and a third innings, he struck out 13 and walked 1. 13-1. We needed a lefty in the bullpen. We got rid of Kalum and kept Cino Perez.
Younger. And again, I think that's one that Mike Elias would look at and say, okay, you know, that's where we made a mistake. But you brought in a Kittredge, you had a CNL Perez, you look at the age of Danny Kalum coming off of an injury. The thought process, I understand it, but the same thing applies that after the fact, you can look at it and go, yeah, that was stupid.
Thought process, I understand too. I just don't like it.
Well,
I personally like Kalum.
We were all big fans of Kalum.
Yeah, I personally liked him, and I didn't like to see that happen. But I'm happy that he's doing well because he's that kind of dude. But I wish he was doing well in orange and black.
Yep.
I'm just bummed out today. That's all.
You know what's interesting? I tend now, because I get the MLB thing, I watch the opposition's broadcast just to see what they say about the Orioles, et cetera. It was interesting to hear the Twins broadcast. They were talking about the Twins as like, you know, we know it's early, but given the way this division's going right now, it's really getting to be that time where the window's closing on that. I'm like, wow. They have a better record than the Orioles, and they think this is like time to hit the panic button.
Well, I think it's because of the way that the teams up top there have been playing. Like, Kansas City went on a little bit of a tear, right? And then, of course, Detroit's
the Tigers, they're very good this year.
So here in that division, here you go.
Yeah.
Detroit, 22-13. Cleveland, 21-15. Kansas City, 21-16. And Minnesota, 16-20. Where right now in the AL East, only one team has a winning record, and that's the Yankees.
Yeah, that's the difference.
And by the way, the Red Sox are 18-19 with playing the easiest schedule in April.
Yeah.
You look at, also, there's no White Sox in our division.
Yeah.
There's no White Sox team. One wins.
Well, it might be us. We might be the White Sox.
Rockies only won six games this year.
You said what?
The Rockies only won six games this year.
They had the worst month of April.
Was it National League history?
Yeah.
Not baseball history,
National League history.
It's unbelievable.
It is. Yeah. It is. Can this Oreo issue, Ed, be fixed, in your opinion?
I have no idea at this point. I mean,
last night,
unless the pitchers come back, because after watching this, I'm like, there's no way. Like, the pitching is so awful. I mean, the Twins look like they were taking batting practice. That the Correa home run just took all the wind. That's why I texted you guys. It was hard to watch. Really hard to watch, and then you face somebody, you watch how well Lopez was pitching. It's like, oh my goodness. I mean, he's one of those guys, who he is, but I don't see him pitch a lot. Cause I only see him when the Orioles play the Twins. He may not be, slated to pitch that time. He's filthy, man. He looked really good yesterday.
Oh, he's been looking good all year, though, Ed. I mean,
His ERA is 2.18. I know, but I haven't seen, when you see somebody, it was like, woof, that's tough, man.
He's given up eight earned runs in all of his starts this year. Six starts, eight earned runs. The guy is absolutely filthy, no doubt about that.
What makes you an expert?
I don't know about you, but after the third inning, when they scored five runs, I'm like, yeah, that's over. We're not scoring six.
Oh, I went to watch hockey.
And we're not scoring six.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to say, well, the pitching destroyed them. They gave up five runs in one inning. You're right about that. You're right. Cade Povich gave up five runs in one inning. But I have so little confidence in the offense that once they scored five, ball game was over. Because I have no confidence in the offense right now.
By the way, you know who's had just as many injuries as the Orioles?
Who?
The Dodgers. But all we had to do was spend almost $1 billion in the offseason, and I think we would have been fine. They just lost to Oscar Hernandez. They lost Mookie Betts when he lost whatever it was, 70 pounds, and he weighed $120 or whatever they were saying when he was in, Japan or China?
Japan.
Yeah. Japan is in the house. But then you start looking at their pitching staff. They've got guys pitching. I'm like, who's that? Where did this guy come from? And it's the Dodgers. Remember, they have five closers. And so it's like, oh, this guy got hurt? We'll pop somebody else in there. They don't have any starting pitching. It's just they've got that lineup with three former MVPs and other guys that have been in consideration.
Ridiculous.
Yeah.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.